8th graders from Two Rivers Community School discuss history, policy, and current events of U.S. immigration. Please take a listen.
Hi, my name is Christy.
Hi, my name is Angel.
Hi, my name is Marie.
Today we're going to be talking about family separation and Mexicans leaving the country. We would like to start off by saying around 41 million immigrants are currently in the U.S., and in 2014, 369,000 immigrants were deported. Also, 11 million immigrants are at risk of deportation, and 4 million Americans might lose their parents because of it.
About 3,000 children have been forcibly separated from their parents, an article that I read that was the United States and its policy of family separation at the U.S.-Mexico border. It says that this can cause young children to have depression or mental problems, because it's really hard to forget about the moments that they got separated by their families. It's been happening. Well, for right now, it's been happening since Donald Trump became president in January 20th, 2017.
That started happening when Donald Trump became a president?
Well, yeah. Well, not all of it, but...
Recently, Mexican immigrants have started leaving the country. 1 million Mexicans have left the country, while 860,000 Mexicans came into the country. And one of the main reasons for Mexicans leaving the country is so that they don't get separated from their children and they get to stay together. And this is benefiting both countries, but it also has a downside for the U.S. The population of illegal or just immigrants in general is decreasing in the U.S., but losing the immigrants will also hurt the economy, while Mexico is gaining world market.
Why do you think it's going to be hurting the economy?
Because Mexicans immigrants in general, they work very hard to support their families, and if they're leaving, they're making money for the country, and if they're leaving, the country's going to be losing more money because there aren't going to be people like trying to sustain taxes and things like that, as many people.
Another thing that immigrants do is take up the jobs that most Americans wouldn't want.
Example?
Such as construction. A lot of immigrants would take up that job to, like Marie said, sustain their family. The federal government, this is a quote from a article. It says, the federal government has reported that nearly 3,000 children were forcibly separated from their parents under last year's zero-tolerance immigration policy. This article was called, Family Separation May Have Hit Thousands More Migrant Children Than Reported, and it was by Miriam Jordan. This has been a collaboration between Mr. Shepherd's 8th grade U.S. history class, Two Rivers Community School, KDNK, and the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program. Thank you for listening.